We speak to one of my favorite humans this morning. I've been a Joan Rivers fan since first seeing her as a kid in the 1970s at the now-defunct Valley Forge Music Fair outside of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, in the round. And at that point, you said you hated being in the round. I don't know if you've changed that philosophy.
I didn't like it because I always felt the people in the less expensive seats really got a lot of your back.
Yeah.
And I used to walk around. I would be so busy circling. Because, you know, it's awful. Then you end up saying goodnight again on the looking to the front. So, I wasn't happy with round theaters.
Well, Joan Rivers is a force of nature. One of the hardest working celebrities in the world. Comedian, Tony-nominated actress, best-selling author, Emmy Award-winning television talk show host, playwright, screenwriter, motion picture director, columnist, lecturer, syndicated radio host, jewelry designer, cosmetic company entrepreneur, and a red carpet fashion laureate. And?
Just won the reality television show award for Joan and Melissa. Isn't that exciting?
It is exciting. And
yeah.
You're going to be bringing your show to the Ulster Performing Arts Center in Kingston on Saturday, the 28th of April. And you
Which
join
is
us.
Not round.
It's not round. It's a good old-fashioned theater. And it's a pleasure to have you with us on the roundtable this morning. At what point do you say to yourself, okay, I'm doing enough as far as on the road, all of the other things?
Never. The only nice thing about age is you can do what you want and say what you want. So I've never worked better. I've never been happier saying what I'm saying on stage and happier what I'm doing on television because I don't give a damn anymore. You know, and that it's terrific. I mean, that's why Fashion Police has just gone to an hour and Joan and Melissa has been picked up for a third season, you know, because you just have such freedom suddenly.
With you saying what you want to say and not giving a damn, it could be said that you have really held that mantra throughout your career, but now it's easier. Does age give you a certain allowance, if you will?
I think you have. I was talking to my sister, who's a year older than I am, very smart, youngest graduate ever, woman of Columbia Law School, so not a dumb girl. And we just both said what it is with age is you just feel, this is how I feel, and if you don't like it, it doesn't matter. I've got enough friends.
And you don't.
Except they're dropping like flies.
And you don't care as far as the audience goes. I mean, you feel that the audience is with you.
Well, if they don't know what they're going to get when they come to see me at this point in my life, then who the hell are they? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, if you think you're going to have nice, soft, sweet grandma's here talk, then you're crazy. Then you haven't watched me for 46 years. And the audiences are all, which I love, young, which is so fabulous. And that's coming out of the Comedy Central roast, and that's coming out of Fashion Police and Joan and Melissa. So, you know, and it's a very rough time. Comedy's rough now. Life is rough now. I was on a plane, and we were hit by lightning, and they all got hysterical. Everyone thought we'd just been blown up by Taliban. You know, I mean, we live very strange lives now.
With the result, does that change an act for you of the change of what you do on stage? Or is that still, I don't want to say it's effortless because you're working so hard, but obviously there's a confidence that comes.
Oh, there's a great confidence, but you work harder because I never stop working on my material. I mean, that's just a given. That's what I do. Every show is different. You keep throwing new stuff in. And so you just get a better work ethic, I think, because you say, now I'm going to say this. You don't have to spend time rechecking. You know, whenever you go on television, still, if you do Regis and Kelly, as I still call it, you know it's the morning, you know you're not going to say certain words or try not to. If you go on The View, you know it can be a little rough. If you hit late night, you know, okay, let's go.
Right. You know, it's been a joy watching you on Letterman lately.
I love Letterman. I love Jimmy Fallon, and I think Jimmy Kimmel is so underrated.
And you came out of a time, obviously, but it's just good to see you on late night again.
That was the long reach of Carson, who is not a very nice man. And there's a documentary coming on, I think, on HBO, and if you listen closely... You will hear people say that. You know what I'm saying? But so guarded. Well, Johnny, when he took a drink, kind of changed, you know.
Yeah.
And you want to say, yeah, he was a mean, raging drunk and allegedly beat up his wives. Yeah, kind of changed.
Now, you were, the story, of course, with you is that you were in wine.
This is 30 years ago, and who cares? I care that I have a new book coming out. I care that I'm performing all the time. I don't go back. People that go back are idiots. You can't change the back. Move on.
My point to you was going to be of how good you were as a talk show host. You did it at nighttime.
Yeah, I love doing it.
You do it at daytime. You did it on radio. And the thing that I really enjoyed about you is that you really did let people talk and work off them. And that is that's a hard thing to do.
But, you know, a lot of it's coming back now on Fashion Police. My manager, because I keep saying I want to do another talk show, and he keeps saying to me, you're doing it. You know what I mean?
Right.
And even though we're talking about fashion, we're getting a chance to laugh and talk and interact, which I adore. I love everybody. And I'm sure you know this. Everybody's got something interesting in them. And it sounds so funny. You sit down at a dinner party and you think, ugh, look who I'm sitting with here, this old pill. And within 10 minutes, you found out something fascinating in their past that you go, oh, that's very interesting. I didn't know that. You want a good tip on how to never be boring at a dinner table?
Yeah.
No matter what the person says to you, just repeat their last three words with a question mark, and that will open them up. So they say, gee, it's hot today, and you go, hot today? And then they'll tell you how hot it was.
and the key to that also is that you have to be interested in what they have to say.
Yeah, but as I said, truly everybody has got a story. And I walk away very often, I'll turn to Melissa on the way home and I'll say, did you know so-and-so? She had twins and one is, you know, one was adopted and she met it 48 years later. And Melissa goes, that woman? You know.
What is it like to do a reality show? As you just say, that it won an award, the program,
yeah.
Working with your daughter, working with your family, of obviously there's a point where you live your life and there's also a point where you do it for entertainment's sake. So finding that balance, was that difficult in the beginning for you?
It was for Melissa, my daughter, very much so, because she's basically much more private than I am. Everyone forgets the children are 50% of the other half of the mating process. And my husband was English and very reserved. And she didn't want to let them in a lot of things. And I kept saying, we've signed to show reality. And there's nothing worse than reality shows that have contrived. You know, I'm not mentioning names, Kardashians. I am not mentioning names or a lot of these that suddenly, you know, oh, look what just happened to us on camera. And you can see it's been planned. So I said, we've got to let them in, and we've got to have them 24 hours in the house to see good stuff. And it took her almost the first season to be totally at ease with them. Then when she broke up on camera in real time with her big pig boyfriend, she was ready for it because it was second season, which is probably why we won the award.
And through this process, obviously, you want to protect your grandchildren.
Well, my grandson is in the reality show, but exactly as he wishes to be.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to be a Disney star, which kills me because he's the best looking of the family.
He's a cute kid.
I'd love him to get into that, make a lot of money, then get drunk for a year, you know, meet Lindsay Lohan and get married.
You got all
recovered. Not Lindsay Lohan. Give me one of the recovered ones.
You got it all worked out. That's good.
I got it all worked out.
And so
meet one of Angelina's 5,000 children.
You look at the documentary that was done, and obviously that let people into your life and really opened up, and I would think also brought a new audience to you as well. Did it take you, because you were going through a turbulent time when that was shot with a new manager and so forth and working on your career. Once you've gone through something like that and realize that it has an audience and that it hits, does it make future reality programming a little bit easier to tolerate?
I was so used to them with me. They were with me for a year on the documentary. And again, we became so close. I loved the cameraman. I loved the sound guy. So we just, when they left me, we all cried. We had dinner, we all cried. And we had a vegan dinner. They were vegans. Don't start. It made it much more, I'm very comfortable around cameras. And so doing the reality show meant nothing after doing the documentary. I miss them now. I'm always saying, where the hell are they?
But
look
when
what's
you're
happening. Where the hell are they to take this down? This is good. This would be a good scene.
And now it gives you a chance when the cameras aren't rolling, you're out. You're out on stage. You're still doing however many nights a year. That getting on the stage, is that a good part of the day?
Oh, always, yes. I love performing. I love live with people. Love being live with people. There's nothing like it. It's fast. It's immediate. If it's going to work, if it's funny, they'll laugh. If it's terrible, they go, oh, you have the fun of saying, oh, it's terrible. You know what I mean? There's nothing like live performing. Nothing.
Joan Rivers is going to be performing live at the Ulster Performing Arts Center in Kingston on Saturday, the 28th of April. You can find out more information by going to bardavon.org. Joan Rivers, you're the best. A delight to have you on the program.
Pleasure. I'm so glad we got to talk to each other.
Thank you very much. Looking forward to seeing Kingston.
Very, very interesting question. You're a very good interviewer.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
that.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Joan Rivers will be bringing her show to the Ulster Performing Arts Center in Kingston on Saturday, the 28th of April. Go to bardavon.org for more information. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.